Hello. Welcome to Bright But Very Sensitive. This is what was on every report card I ever got in elementary school and junior high. I think it finally stopped in high school because it was clear nothing was going to change. So that's kind of where this came from. I didn't want to name this podcast anything specific to autism or ADHD, not because, you know, it won't be about autism or ADHD at all, but I really wanted it to be a podcast through the lens of being a very, very sensitive person, because that's who I am. And yeah, I'm autistic. I'm ADHD. You're never going to catch me denying those things or hiding from those things. But I'm also so much more. Like, I have major depression and I have PMDD and I have a history of trauma. And I would say, let's call this podcast something to do with neurodivergence. But, you know, that comes with its own issues where there's a lot of forms of neurodivergence that I can't speak to and don't represent. So I just, you know, said, fuck it. Like, let's just talk about what it's like to be a really sensitive person. And I am intentionally avoiding the language of highly sensitive person because I don't love the rhetoric around that personally. Of course, if it suits you, that's more than fine. It's just not for me. But anyway, let's address the elephant in the room, shall we? I left social media, which is something you could have told me like 3 or 4 years ago, and I would have literally not believed you at all. Because if you don't know my story, I started my business in October of 2020, and I got on TikTok in January of 2021. I went viral within my first month, and by March of 2021, I had over 50,000 followers. And I loved creating on TikTok. It was a joy for me. And in February of 2024, I got canceled. And I 100% own my part in that. If you want to know more about what happened there, I have an entire apology video on my YouTube. The thumbnail just says, I'm sorry. It's a couple months back. It's in, I think, March or April, but you can go find that there. I'm not going to hash it out here because I don't feel like reliving it. And one of the beauties of this private podcast is that I get to do what I want and what feels good for me, because this is my space and you are more than welcome here. But I'm not going to rake myself over the coals again and again and again. I'm not going to force myself to relive something that was, and I'm being completely honest here, deeply traumatic for me. I'm just not going to do it because I don't have to here. This is a space where I get to just exist as a person online, and there isn't that immediate feedback. You know, there isn't a comment section that people can just say whatever the hell they want all the time. Yeah, some of you are going to email me, and by the way, please do. That sounds great. But there's sort of friction to communicating with someone who's doing a podcast. It's a little trickier. It's a little more difficult. And that's kind of intentional because, frankly, some people got way too comfortable with interacting with me online. And I don't think that's any of you. I think most of those people don't follow me anymore, which is great. But basically, I decided to leave social media because it just wasn't good for me anymore. And I know that that sounds, I guess, I don't know how that sounds to you, but to me a couple of years ago, that would have sounded really immature and childish. Like, okay, we'll just develop thicker skin, like get over it. And I guess that's kind of where the name of this private podcast comes from. Bright but very sensitive. That's been me my entire life. And I don't have thick skin. And I'm frankly, don't love the person I became when I started to have thicker skin, you know? I'm uninterested in thick skin, in tough love. I don't care for those things. They don't come naturally to me, and I'm not going to force myself to acquire a taste for them. So instead, I'm here. What can you expect from this? So this is very much what these episodes are going to be like. This first episode is a good indication. They're going to be rambly. I'm going to lose the plot every now and again. I may or may not go on a rant or two. This podcast is going to be for me and for you. But I am going to create what I want to create here. And that doesn't mean I don't want to be held accountable, because I do. If I do harm, if I screw up, if I harm you, hurt you, please let me know. In fact, there will be an anonymous harm reporting form in the show notes of each of these private podcast episodes. That way, if something does happen, you can say something without feeling like we need to get into a personal conflict. I want to be held accountable. What I don't want is people being shitty for the sake of being shitty, and people jumping down my goddamn throat over every single thing I say, and me just feeling utterly stuck and not knowing what is safe, and not genuinely not feeling safe in my body and in my nervous system. Now, I know that social media, at least for me as a cis white lady, is a relatively safe space. I get that. And I'm not trying to pretend I was ever in any physical danger, because I wasn't. I never received any threats. You know, I don't want to paint it that way, but I really don't feel emotionally safe on social media anymore. And that is deeply triggering for me, because it very much reflects my own developmental trauma of not always being emotionally safe. And I just don't need to replay that anymore. I just don't need to do it. That's the thing about social media, is it feels like an obligation. It feels like something we have to partake in. Like, and if you don't, it's like some weird active choice. It's sort of like being sober in college. Like, nobody knows why you're doing what you're doing or what, when in reality, that's a perfectly healthy choice that probably more people should be making. I say this as somebody who probably should have been sober in college, and was not. And, very much the same way with social media. I probably should never have gotten into social media, because frankly, it's become a very unhealthy coping mechanism for a lot of my invalidation trauma and developmental trauma and stuff to do with my emotions. I've gone searching for love on social media when I have abundant love in my real life that I was sometimes turning my back on in search of the next dopamine hit of a million views or 1,000 likes or DMs from strangers. When I have a loving husband and loving siblings and loving friends and loving parents and loving kids and all these people in my life who know me, you know? I mean, on social media, even here on this podcast, y'all don't know me. You don't know me. And I don't mean to say that in like a super emo, dramatic, like, you don't know me kind of way, but like, no matter how real and raw I try to be on social media, it's always going to be a little bit of a performance. And I don't think that's a bad thing, by the way. I think the self is a performance in many ways. We're never the same version of ourselves in every context. You know, we change, we shift, we perform, and I think that's fine. But my husband sees all those performances. He sees what I put on social media, and he sees how I act around certain people, and he sees how I act around him, and he doesn't see how I am alone, but I tell him how I am alone, and he knows me. And I don't need that kind of relationship, that closeness I have with my husband, with everybody. But with social media, I was trying to mimic it, replicate it. Like, how can I earn love from people who don't like me? How can I overcome their dislike for me so that I can win them over and I can finally be worthy and good enough? And it was just really unhealthy for me. And the straw that broke the camel's back was just, I've gotten some rude comments 2 months in a row now, right around my PMDD week, which is like the week before my cycle starts, where I'm very, very sensitive and all this stuff. And it was just really bad timing, and it led to some really, really bad mental health. And I just realized today, actually, I was like, I don't have to do this. I don't have to do this. And so I'm not doing it. So I wanted to stay connected with you all, with people who wanted to be connected, with people who are willing to hear me for who I am, or at least for a less desperate, less validation hungry version of myself. I'm excited for this podcast, but also very nervous. I don't know how to not perform. Like, recording this in and of itself has been really tricky. I'm trying to do it in one take. I did have to pause because I used language I didn't want to use. I'm working on making my language less ableist, and I used something. I was like, oh, no, that's not right. And I had to cut it out and restart. But I want these podcast episodes to be as raw and real as they can be while still being helpful and valuable, you know? Like, sometimes when people are like, it's raw, it's real, and you're like, it's rambly, it's fluffy, like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't want that for you all. I want this to be a podcast you actually enjoy listening to, but I also don't want my focus to be like, what do they want to hear? What do they want to hear? What do they want to hear? You know, because sometimes that's how it is for me when I'm creating content. And I've never thought of that as a problem before, which is kind of interesting. but now I'm seeing that, especially because my business is so much of my life and social media was so much part of my business, social media was becoming my whole life. And that's part of why the negative, mean, hard comments hit so hard, because I was cutting out every other aspect of my life to make room for more social media, for more business, which was social media, you know? And it just wasn't helpful anymore for me. And honestly, not even really for my business. Social media has changed, or maybe I've changed, or maybe both. But I used to make tons of sales from social media, and I don't anymore. And that's okay. I'm ready to let that go. It was kind of becoming, what is the point of doing this? And the reason I decided to start this podcast is because I know there are some of you out there who really appreciate my work. And I can't tell you how much that means to me. Like, I'm actually tearing up a little bit. I can't tell you how much that means to me, because I work very hard, and I do a ton of research, and I process a lot of feelings, and I really try to show up for you all as best as I can. And I wanted a space where you could still get some value, where you could still learn from me if you wanted to, where we could still connect. And so that is this podcast. And if you want to connect with me outside of the podcast, my email is Megan, M-E-G-A-N, at theneurocuriosityclub.com. And you can feel free to email me anytime. My email will be in the show notes. And I do want to keep connecting with people. It just can't be on socials anymore. It just can't. It's just not good for me to keep fighting with people in the comments, to keep being degraded in the comments, to keep being just treated so poorly. And for what? For what purpose? You know? So I'm not going to do it anymore. So that is the, I don't know, sort of the quick and dirty, but also long and rambly of why I'm not on social media anymore and why I'm starting this private podcast. I am very excited for it. I have no idea what's coming, y'all, so I cannot prepare you. I do not know. But we are going to stick with the name, Bright But Very Sensitive, and this idea of viewing the world through a very sensitive lens and finally trying to like be okay with that, because I haven't been for most of my life. You know, it's in the title, Bright But Very Sensitive. You know, this sense that the sensitivity is a bad thing that has followed me throughout my entire life. And I'm ready to say goodbye to that shame around my sensitivity. I'm ready to own it. The truth is, mean comments on social media make me cry. They make me sob ugly tears. They make me pace around my living room. I have to use ice rollers and EFT tapping. I have to call several friends every time I get a mean comment. I have to do all of those things so that I can cope. And when I got canceled in February, I did not want to be alive anymore. I am a very sensitive person, and I am not trying to pin that on anybody else. But I'm also not going to pretend I'm not who I am, because it makes others uncomfortable and it makes them feel bad when they treat me poorly. So, this is the Bright But Very Sensitive podcast. It is a private podcast. I am so glad that you're here, and I'm so glad that I'm here, and I'm glad we can connect. And these are not going to be edited. They are not going to be pretty and polished marketing things. Although I will market to you in this podcast for sure. I will let you know about all the cool things I'm doing. But I'm not going to spend hours editing out my ums and uhs and, you know, making it this super tight, brief, concise thing, because that's just not what this is about, I guess. I'm giving myself space for the first time in a long time. You know, social media doesn't give you a lot of space to breathe. You got to hook them right away. You got to get to the call to action. You got to do X, Y, Z. And it's, I'm tired, y'all. I am tired. I'm not doing it anymore. So I know I've tried to end this several times. I'm very bad at ending things. Welcome to the Bright But Sensitive private podcast. I'm really, really glad that you're here, and I will see you all in the next episode.